Net neutrality is not anonymity, especially if you're stupid enough to post everything about yourself online. Boasts of misdeeds on social media sites may stem from the desire to impress, but the consequences, as some are learning, go far beyond the circle of friends who follow you. On December 10th, Washington Post writer and editor Mark Fisher's home was burglarized. Fisher's new coat, still in the box, was missing, as were his son's iPod, savings bonds, cash, and a laptop. Mark Fisher is at the Washington Post. Mark, what happened next?
Well, we've not only discovered that we've been burglarized, but we discovered that on my son's Facebook news feed, on his wall, was a photograph of the burglar wearing my winter coat and holding my son's money with his finger pointed at the money and a big smirk on his face, like he'd just gotten away with something.
Everyone can see that picture, by the way, on NPR.org. You wrote that even though there's this incriminating evidence, there's no guarantee that the police would investigate the crime. I mean, why is that?
Well, you know, as the officers very frankly told us straight out, you know, this is a violation of personal space. People are terribly upset when they are burglarized, but burglary is a crime that falls to the very bottom of concerns for police. Of course, once we wrote about it in the Washington Post, that changed the whole dynamic, and obviously they moved more definitively than they might have for anyone else.
But in your column about the robbery, you did enumerate some recent arrests that actually were possible because of the suspect's social media ignorance. Well, what were some of them?
Well, there was a case in New York where very similarly a robber posted a photo of himself on his MySpace page with the watch that he'd stolen from someone on the street. The New York police are actually very aggressive and proactive about this. They actually scan the social media sites looking for evidence, even sometimes before they're called in on a case.
Well, here's the suspect creating, as one local television reporter said, his own wanted poster. What's your sense about Facebook and how the police can cooperate with Facebook and vice versa? What kind of information can they get?
Well, you know, the Facebook folks are in something of a bind. They have to go out and tell all of their consumers and members that they're going to protect your privacy. On the other hand, we all want them to cooperate with law enforcement when that's called for. So the Facebook people basically stand on a very legalistic kind of line where they say, if the police give us a subpoena for information, we will forward the kinds of information we can get. And if you go onto your account settings on Facebook, you'll see that you can actually track yourself the movement of your account. So you can see exactly who signed on, where, from what location, based on the IP number, the identifying mark that you have every time you connect with the Internet. It doesn't actually give you the specific street address and take you to that person's house and tell you what their criminal record is, but it gets you a part of the way there.
What do you think that your son and his 400 friends and their 400 friends may have learned from this experience?
Well, number one, easy lesson, obvious lesson, is back up your files. My son lost most particularly one of the most cherished documents in my life, which is my son's list that he's kept since he was a little kid of every movie he's ever seen and his rankings of them.
Do you think your son will also think twice before posting something, I don't know, private, potentially incriminating about himself?
You know, that's a really interesting thing. He took great pride in having walled off his Facebook page so that only he and his friends could see their conversations. And the shock of seeing this photograph of this stranger just appearing on his wall, that was really the most emotionally difficult moment of the whole experience for him, because his concept of what constitutes privacy in this quickly evolving online world was shattered in that moment.
Mark Fisher is the enterprise editor for local news at The Washington Post. He joined us from their offices in D.C. Thanks a lot, Mark. Good luck. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thanks so much, Leah.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.